Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. This week, I want to talk to you about running effortlessly. More importantly, the art of running effortlessly. So this is something that springs from running, of course, because that's what I love to do. But it's something we can apply to every single day life. Hopefully, it'll make sense to you. I think that we should consider running an art form. So when your body is flowing and you're just out there and you're just, you know, putting down the miles and everything, it's sort of like watching Bob Ross paint happy trees. That's right. Running Bob Ross happy trees. Go ahead, try and figure out where this is going. But see, when you get into a run and it flows, that can be the tricky part because, see, runners are just like everybody else. We go out and we do these things repeatedly and we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And sometimes we just can't figure out why a run or what we're doing takes so much effort. Getting to where a run flows is the tricky part. But when a runner gets to where they flow, the run is effortless. And when they finish, it feels like they hardly ran at all. So the other day I was out and I was running, and the first mile I just felt clunky. It was out of sync. I mean, every footstep was just, it was bad. And at first I was just going to doggedly just continue running and just get my 5 miles in, go home and, you know, look at his run. But I suddenly remembered that I get to choose whether I continue to do something or not. And I did something that most runners, and quite honestly, if you're doing anything, working, if you're being a mom, if you're being a teacher, whatever you're doing, sometimes we just keep on pushing through things when really what we need to do is we need to learn to do something that is totally foreign to most of us. That thing is to pause. So you got to picture me out there running. So I'm out running through my neighborhood and it just didn't feel right. And so I did the thing that most runners won't do. I stopped. I literally stopped in the middle of my run and I started thinking, something's not right. Something just isn't happening. So I'm off on the side of the sidewalk and I'm standing in the grass and I started talking to myself. And I reminded myself that I was thinking of too many things. I had like 9 million things going on in my mind, and I'm thinking of this, and I'm thinking of that, and I'm doing blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I said, you know what? No, Mike. Listen to your body. Figure out what's going wrong with this run, and just fix it. And so I just took off again, and I started hearing or feeling, I'm not really sure how you do it, but I could feel my left foot dragging on the way up. So rather than lifting, my left foot was dragging. And then when I planted on my right foot, it was a slap. So I literally was hearing the slap on the sidewalk. And I'm thinking, okay, I know what's going on. So I stopped again, and I reminded myself that I needed to stand upright, quit leaning forward, shorten my stride, make sure my foot plant was underneath my core. I did all of these things. I paused, I listened to my body, and you know what happened? The rest of the run was effortless. And that's what I want to encourage us all to be willing to do. Be willing to pause in your endless pursuit of being a history maker or a legend or the best of the best of the best, sir. And maybe just pause sometimes. Because it's okay to pause. It's okay to just stop. And then start again with everything emptied from your mind so that you can begin to hear what's going on in the rhythm of things. There's a rhythm to life. And if we could start to hear the rhythm of life, if we could start to hear the still small voice that wants to tell us, no, Mike, you're leaning forward. No, Mike, your foot plants are way too long. Your stride is too long. Your gait is choppy. If we begin to listen for that still small voice that can tell us the right way to do things, I'm telling you, there's a beauty to it. And there's a beauty to life that will overwhelm us. I mean, it'll make us just stop in our tracks and go, oh my gosh, like the most beautiful sunset over the mountains, painting the sky colors of orange and purples and reds and yellows and just the most amazing scenery. That's what life is supposed to be like. Life is supposed to be art. It's supposed to be something that brings beauty into people's lives. It starts with being willing to pause, being willing to stop, being willing to not just continue to rush headlong into things. The second thing that happens is to be willing to listen. When you're running and you're listening to your body, amazing things happen. So in 2017, I was fighting all kinds of running injuries, feet, legs, hips, back. I mean, it was just endless. Every time I'd go out for a run, it was just miserable. Everything felt bad. I started reading about this strange thing, the subject. It was called Listen to Your Body. Listen to the sounds that your run makes. And I was like, I'm partially deaf. And so first of all, that was just a foreign subject to me. But I'm also a salesperson. So I had been approaching running much the same way that I had been approaching sales up to this point in my life. If I do X number of miles and X number of X strength exercises, my result will be X. Do the same thing in sales. If I make X number of sales calls and I do X number of phone calls and if I do X number of proposals, then X will be my result. And when you do that approach to life, eventually you're just churning out numbers and quality quickly goes away. Well, I decided I wanted to have quality runs, not quantity runs. I didn't want to go out and just go, okay, I'm on this training plan. We've got to do 5 miles today, and you know, because we're getting ready for this race coming up. And so, you know, 5 miles today, 6 miles tomorrow, 10 miles here, 20 mile on the Saturday, and then another 10 mile on Sunday. And, you know, and we're just going to keep on just nailing these miles. We're going to nail the training plan. And I decided I like this concept of listening to one's body. So I came across a huge amount of articles and stuff on listening to your body. And so the last 3 years, here's what's happened since I started listening to my body. I have not had an injury in 3 years. Knock on wood. That was my head. So I haven't had an injury since I started listening to my body. Like, there are days where my body says, nope, you know what, just go for a walk today. You can go for a walk as a runner? Yeah, you can. You can not make that phone call as a salesperson because you just don't have your mind right? Yeah. You cannot just churn out numbers at your job because your job tells you to churn out numbers? Yeah, it's okay. Listen to your body. Listen to that still small voice inside of you. So I stumbled on this website. It's called The Tiny Buddha. So you don't have to be a Buddha follower to live happily and at peace, but I mean, these guys have a really cool approach to lifestyle. Wendy Leeds is a psychotherapist and a cancer survivor who wrote an article on there. And so her article was called How to Listen to Your Body and Give It What It Needs. So she had this quote in there, and this is my favorite line of the article. Resolve to stop letting numbers run your life. Instead, commit to allowing your body to be your guide to good health and peace of mind. No more fear of failing because you can't get this wrong. Your body always knows what it needs. See, we were created in an incredible way. And we were created to listen to these strange little things that we abuse with too much eating, too much drinking, too much exercise, too much not exercising, too much sitting in front of the television set. We abuse these wonderful, incredible creations by not listening to them. Our bodies can tell us a lot. When I started listening to my body, I could stop and correct running mistakes before they became a problem on my runs. It transferred over into every other area of my life. Rather than just running headlong into my pursuit to be the greatest business person that ever lived, I could stop and I could consider, well, what is it that the people around me need from me? What can I provide them? And I could listen to my body. I could listen to that still small voice inside of me that would tell me exactly what I needed to do. I don't madly stick to the mileage on a training plan anymore because sometimes I feel like running longer because I just need to just mentally escape. Sometimes I don't go after that really strong pace and I'm just moving at a snail's pace because my body said it's okay to take this one slow. I can stop on a run. I can give myself a good pep talk and I can finish the rest of the run confident I'm heading in the right direction. And I live effortlessly. So as runners right now, I get frustrated because there's so many tools available to us that we get sucked into this world of numbers in comparison to others. You know, there's Strava, there's the runner's app, there's this thing, there's that thing. And runners tend to be pretty competitive people. And sometimes we get so competitive that we're trying to beat somebody else. And, you know, that's not really the thing. One of the things I love about ultra marathons is unless you learn to encourage other people along the way, you're not going to be very successful at ultra marathons because you're going to run into people on a trail and you're just going to be in a dark moment and they're going to help pull you out of the darkness. Or you may be the person that you come upon somebody and they're in a dark moment and you're the one to pull them out of the darkness. You know, you could be on a trail at night with your little headlamp and come upon a person, somebody whose batteries died, and you're their light in the darkness. See, running effortlessly requires that we begin to have conversations that we don't just focus on results and numbers. There's a great book by Matt Fitzgerald. It's called Run, The Mind-Body Method of Running by Feel. And that's what we're trying to do. We should run effortlessly. The one key to being willing to pause, to being willing to listen to your body, it does no good unless you're willing to do the last thing, and that's being willing to change and adapt the way that you're doing things. If you're not willing to change and adapt to the pause, to the listen to your body part of it, nothing's going to change in your life. That was me for a really, really, really long time. I just wasn't willing to change and adapt who I was. And so I just kept on reading all these things and reading excellent stuff and, you know, advice on how I could be better version of myself. And, you know, it was all great, but until I was willing to change and adapt, nothing happened. When you put all three of those together, being willing to stop, to pause in your headlong pursuit, when you're willing to start listening to your body, and when most importantly, when you're willing to change and adapt, your runs are going to become so effortless that it's like an art form. Picture Bob Ross painting those happy trees. And that's what running should be. Running should be a continual sunrise, a continual sunset, a continual coming out on top of a mountain and seeing valleys stretching out in front of you with endless beauty. That's what life is. And it all starts with being willing to pause. Thanks for listening, y'all. This is another episode of Living an Ultra Life. Thank you.